remember, when they attacked Africa, they did not attack Africa physically. They did not attack Africa educationally. They attacked Africa spiritually. Jomo Kenyatta said when the European first came to Africa, the Africans had the land and the white man had the Bible. White man told him to close his eyes, get on his knees and pray. Jomo said when the black man opened his eyes, the white man had the land and the black man had the Bible.
Beatbox exclusive.
Last.
Way back, the slave chains used to be on our hands, legs and necks, so clearly we could detect and accept when our conditions were getting worse. But now it's been designed invisibly on our minds. That makes it hard for most of us to read between the lines. The difference, we say we have our clock, but we're still not owning our time. Our weakness has got us the job. We know the control, the grind, made slaves. We can't even be bosses. It's like the blast can is destined for losses. Religion and politics, main vehicle for slavery. Nobody's talking this, and I'm asking if we lack in bravery. It gets sad whenever I look around me. I'm proud to be an African, but I hardly say it proudly. Cause whenever I look at my leaders, I see the images of Aleister Crowley. You do die wealth and still live with your guilt. But until the time we wake up to break up with ignorance.
I'm a slave. You are a slave. Matter of fact, we all slaves. Raised to be digging our own graves. And the only thing that's keeping us is our own faith. I'm a slave. You are a slave. Matter of fact, we all slaves. Matter of fact, we all slaves.
To dream on, to be strong and to lead on.
All we need is freedom. All we need is freedom.
The West has often approached Africa as a patron or a source of resources rather than a partner.
Being black is naturally a talent, but the system rebranded it a challenge. They forced me to break my silence, tagged me with violence. You never projected me fairly, thinking it can force me to bleach my pride and heritage. You enslaved me in many ways, marginalized me on every stage. Africa made the world rich, in return you made us the poorest. You exploited my resources, but never showed me what real love is. You turned my beautiful paradise to a clinical trial. Conducted your unethical human experimentation through uninformed consent. Treated us with no conscience. Resourceful, being hospitable, had our problems multiple. You made our dreams seem implausible and impossible. But guess what? We still love it though. We ain't asking for much, but all we want, all we seek, all we speak is freedom, freedom to dream on, to be strong, to live on.
All we need is just freedom. Freedom to dream on. To be strong and to lead on.
All we need is freedom.
Needs to wake up. The tragic marriage between Africa, corruption, diseases, poverty needs to break up. Together with love, we can make up. We still have the power to build another pyramid. It all starts and ends with our minds. Revolution.
Revolution.
Revolution. All we need
is freedom. Third eye activation.
All we need is freedom.